Prologue. Monday, September 28th, 1808. Elizabeth reached a shaky hand up to knock on the hard wooden door of her father's library. Her stomach roiled and twisted, while she waited for her father's usually comforting voice call for her to enter. What would he say? Would she have a choice in her future? This was a day that had certainly not ended the way she had planned. Instead of soothing her, his call made her muscles stiffen further. She cracked the door, but rather than step through, she hesitated and peered inside before slipping into his sanctuary. Her lips curved at the sight of him comfortably seated in his usual pose behind his desk, his wire-rimmed spectacles perched upon the tip of his nose. How many times had she entered to find him thus? Too many times to count, if she gave it much thought. Perhaps the tumultuousness of the moment made his current situation surprising, though oddly soothing. Her palm pressed against her chest. Why would her hands not cease their incessant quaking?
"Ah, Lizzie, I've been expecting you. I take it the Duke has departed for London?"
"Yes, important business requires his immediate attention, but he indicated plans to return early next week." Her father nodded and held out a hand towards the chairs on the opposite side of his desk.
"You have come to discuss his proposal, then?"
Nodding, she took the offered seat and firmly clasped her hands in front of her. Hopefully they would stop that infernal trembling soon. Why had she let this situation discompose her in such a way? "I do not know what to do, Papa. I attempted to refuse, as politely as I could, but he would not hear of it. He insisted I take a few days to consider my options. He even suggested I seek your counsel on the matter." Henry Bennet sighed, placed his book on the desk, and leaned forward on his forearms. His steady and intent gaze was a telltale sign. This would not be one of their more light-hearted discussions.
"You do know he discussed his proposal with me before he approached you?"
Elizabeth nodded, her hands clenched a little tighter, and she swallowed down a sting in the back of her throat. Lord, but she hated that feeling. "Yes, he indicated he had done so. He seemed certain you would sanction the match."
After a quick bark of laughter, her father shook his head. "I merely agreed to explain the particulars of the discussion between him and myself. I never suggested I would force your hand."
He peered over the rim of his glasses.
"I will stand by your decision, regardless of your mother's tirades, though if she learns of it, she will never forgive you for refusing a duke."
His prediction of her mother's antics prompted an exaggerated roll of her eyes, though her trembling had lessened considerably. "I find him amiable and intelligent, Papa, I do. Yet I do not possess the depth of feeling I deem necessary to justify marriage." The slight crinkle around his eyes disappeared along with the slight curve of his lips, and she took a deep breath while she waited for him to speak. Would he speak favourably and press her to accept the proposal, or would he simply recount the conversation?
"Many marriages have no basis in emotion, but are as a result of other factors. You are not so young to be completely naive to those alliances."
Elizabeth shook her head, still attempting to cease that slight infernal shaking of her knees. The Duke's proposal had been unexpected, to say the least. One day he was a welcome visitor to the neighbourhood, who became well-liked and respected for his open countenance and manner. This morning he became an unwanted and unwelcome suitor. Elizabeth had no appreciation for being caught unawares. His confidence in her acceptance also unnerved and disturbed her a great deal. Before she could respond to her father's statement, he tapped his palm upon his book and stood to pace around the room.
"As an exceedingly wealthy, entitled man, he could have any woman he desired from the temps, any woman in possession of a significant fortune and superb connections. Yet he has overlooked those women since he became of marriageable age. Instead, he wants you. Do you know why?"
"He claims to appreciate my intelligence and my lack of artifice." Her father gave a brief tilt to his head and lifted his eyebrows.
"Well, I cannot find fault with his judgment. He's indicated he cares little for your meagre portion and is prepared to offer you a generous settlement, as well as provide £10,000 to be settled upon Jane."